Richard Bridge and Spider podcast.
And look, a part of the 2018 Comm Games, and I know the sporting is gone out of my, I suppose, grasp. I can no longer compete with the best around the world.
You want a hug?
No, it was sad, but sometimes you've got to be honest with where you're at in life.
Yeah.
And I can no longer go on. So
you're all washed up, mate.
I'm all washed up. I was my last 2 years of footy. So I went to Sydney.
Did the club get their money back?
I thought, you know what, I'm going to design the mascot because we need a good mascot. We've had some great mascots around the, you know, for different games.
Can't believe you're taking this away from the children. Just let the children win this.
Well,
you?
You know what? I've got some advice. And look, the competition doesn't close. So if you do want to take me on, you can always draw your own and try and design your own mascot.
Oh, take me on.
So you can take me on, kids, if you want. It does close on the 27th of July. But yesterday, I went down to the Coomera Anglican College with the grade threes. They were fantastic. They were very polite. And it's awesome what the Comm Games are doing, because they're linking Commonwealth countries with local schools, so that schools get to learn about that country, and when the country comes, they go to the school and teach the children. Fantastic. So anyway, I went down to Coomera, the Anglican College there, with the grade threes, and you know what? They helped me design the perfect mascot.
When I say Gold Coast, what do you think of straight away?
Golden green.
Kangaroos.
Yeah, kangaroos.
Koalas.
Emus. Kookaburras.
Beaches. Dingo. That's a good one. Shark.
There you go. What about a shark?
Shark or a whale? We'll write shark or whale. It's cheering, all right? Who wants sharks or whale? Who wants a dingo? And who wants a koala? What do you reckon the winner was?
Dingo!
All right, so we've got dingo. Next part is, what's our favourite colours? When you're thinking of the Gold Coast, what kind of colours do you think of? Golden green, we'll put that up. Orange, yellow, red.
Blue for the ocean.
All right, blue.
The spelling's not that good.
One more. Who has another to go? Down here, yes.
Skin colour?
Pink and purple. Purple's my favourite colour. I like it. Who reckons golden green? Yeah! Orange, yellow, and red. Blue or sandy or skin colour? Yeah. Those. Yeah. Pink and purple. Yeah. Do we want this dingo to have 4 legs, 6 legs, 8 legs?
4 legs.
Let's put up our hands. Those for 4, put up your hand. Those for 6. Those for 8. It's a dingo with 4 legs. All right. We need a name. Over, yep. Jeff. Here we go. What's your one?
Bingo.
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 Bingo the dingo. I like it.
Steve.
Steve.
Bob.
Bob. What's your... Yep. Dingy. Diana. Diana the dingo. By putting up your hands again, it's a big decision. You think everyone around the world is going to see this dingo called Steve?
Yes.
Or this dingo called Bingo Dingo?
Yes.
All right. Give yourselves a round of applause. Over the next week, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to draw this up and I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you and see what you reckon. And we'll try and design a green and gold furry dingo, and we're going to call it Bingo Dingo. What do you reckon?
Yeah, bingo dingo. And if you do want to take me on, remember the competition closes the 27th of July. But not everyone can be a winner. You don't get a ribbon just for competing, kids.
Come on, be nice.
No, I'm being serious. Not everyone can be a winner.
Budget for jobs, health and education. That's what Treasurer Curtis Pitt is saying with Richard Bridge and Spider. He is meant to be calling us and giving us a rundown of what's going on.
Oh, we don't need him, really, to be honest. We'll tell you the highs and the lows, what you win and what we didn't win with the budget.
But first of all...
What?
We want
don't
to know.
Want, you know.
Come on. What's all this gossip about the fact that you know the Treasurer of Queensland?
Well, I wish you'd take my call. I'm really upset he won't. I keep on saying, it's Bridge. text me back, yeah, Curtis.
Yeah, don't worry. What do you, how do you know?
Like, we go back to 2000. Richard.
So what's that, 15 years? You're in your 20s, in your heyday. Wow.
Heyday. I was around 22.
Yeah. Curtis. Hang on.
Whoa. Oh, Curtis and I, we were both living in Cairns at the time. Right. It was my first radio job up in Cairns. And we'd hang out a lot. Right. And, you know, have a few drinky poos and a Sunday arvo together.
Yeah.
And, okay, once he invited me back to his place.
What? Yeah. You're not.
With his wife. Ah! And we had a lovely time. No, Curtis Pitt at the time was in charge of event cinemas up there, like Birch, Carroll and Coyle.
Oh, right.
So he was our dude that we used to get all the movie tickets off for all the listeners.
And the movie premieres and
The movie premieres, and he was great. And Keza, his beautiful wife, worked with us in the radio station. So I knew them really well.
You are worse than Richard.
He's still chucking it away.
Yeah, he is.
You are
What are you talking about?
They're built up for that.
Yeah. I'm like the front page of a new idea.
You are.
Yeah. Oh. Well, he's still chucking it away. There's been a lot of.
I'm really disappointed. I want to see a photo or two. But anyway, the budget. Let's have a look at the budget and see what it means for the Gold Coast. Because I thought it was okay. We've won in some areas, but they say there's going to be a lot of jobs and $1.6 billion spent on skilling Queensland to be better situated with the 32,000 people out of work. We know that, you know, especially around the Gold Coast, there's a lot of people out of work. I don't think it's skilling these people. You know what it is? It's giving the opportunity for people over the ages of 50 to get work.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So, you know what? I reckon most of the people are skilled up and they do want to work in that field.
Yeah.
But as soon as you hit that tender age of 50, 55, people see you and go, oh no, warning, I don't want to employ you yet.
Yes.
They're wanting you to work longer in the long term. They want you to work to 70, 75. So I think for Gold Coast, we really missed out there because I think there's a lot of people out there who could do with work.
What annoys me is that, okay, $164 million for infrastructure for a Commonwealth Games, it goes for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But they're not going ahead with stage two of the light rail. Wouldn't you think you've got to incorporate that with the Comm Games? And of course, the light rail is going to get people around.
Correct.
I don't understand that at all. That's annoying. We've got 64 mil for Southport Burley Road, exit 54 on the M1. There's more money set aside for hospitals and emergency services. Okay, look, tick, tick, tick. But my problem is, where's the extra money for domestic violence? You are happily putting $164 million into infrastructure so we look good. You know what it's like? It's like when the big cheeses come here to town and we're told to clean up our area.
Yeah.
That's what it's like.
Well, that's what only happened last week.
Exactly. When Tony Abbott, this is what it's like. It's like, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
Why don't we deal with issues that affect the locals at the time here? Yes, it should be about tourism. And not only that, you cannot guarantee that people who will work on the Commonwealth Games are not getting flown in from Sydney and Melbourne and overseas.
Well, a lot of them will be. And the other one too is they're spending a lot of money on the rail system between Coomera and Helensvale. Now, they did that yesterday. So, come on, we've saved some budget there. Let's put that towards a light rail and connecting it because we do need something connected to the airport.
We
need better access. If they're saying they want to bring $128 million into tourism, and we do need tourism. That's what this place is built on.
That's right.
I think if we can actually try and spruce up the place and make it better, you need better access out of our airport.
Well, there's one bunch of people that are very, very happy this morning, and good morning to all the Ambos, male and female at Miami, because you're getting $3 million to build a new station.
Good.
At long last.
Good.
Gary Youngbury from National 9 News joins us.
Gary, the great debate in the studio.
Yes.
Spider and I say it's the coldest it's been in the last few years. Richard reckons, harden up.
Yeah.
It's not. It's just called winter. This debate's raging across Queensland. Please, mediator, can you help us out?
Well, I can tell you the coldest July morning. It was actually on the 19th of July back in 2007, so it was quite some time ago, and it was 2.5 degrees. Yeah. So really, he's right in a way. We all do need to have a spoonful of cement for breakfast.
Really?
Yeah, well, look, it's felt a lot colder because of the breeze, I suppose, and we've had a fairly mild winter. So, it's been a cold snap in saying that, certainly not any records.
Oh, I thought it had been colder this year than it had on previous years. But what are we expecting? Are you expecting the temperatures, especially the minimum temperatures overnight, to start going up a little bit? Because the days are just crackers.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They are pretty good days, and it will for the weekend. But look, I think early next week they'll sneak up into the low 20s, sort of Monday, Tuesday next week. And the mornings will start to warm up a little bit too. But I think it was the 12th of July last year that we had sort of a bitterly cold morning. I know Brisbane had its coldest morning on record, and that was on the 12th of July. Gold Coast didn't quite, but it went close to it. So, look, it is cold, guys, no doubt, but it's the westerly wind that's been the problem. And it will kick in a little bit again tomorrow afternoon for Friday. Coolangatta, you mentioned, I mean, the last couple of mornings it's been around that 3 degrees. That's taken at the airport. Now, because the airport's so flat, there's no trees around, the heat just sort of, you know, evaporates into the atmosphere quite quickly into the evenings. Right. You'll always get that low temperature. But at Southport, that's why, it's, you know, it's probably about 5 degrees warmer than what's being taken at the airport. So it's probably not a true indication. No one lives at the airport. We all live on the coast and so on. So the hinterland a little bit cooler as well.
Now, should I be concerned? A lot of my hedging's starting to go brown. It looks like it's dying. Is there any rain about? Because it does. It doesn't look good.
No, you're right, and it's, the cold's not helping as well.
No.
But look, there are a couple of showers in the forecast, possibly on Saturday, but I think definitely Sunday, maybe into Monday, and then even into Tuesday. So they should get a drink as we move into next week, Spider.
Gary, how do you figure out the finally the feels like temperature? Because you will say on there, you know, tomorrow is 17, it will feel like 12 degrees. Because I'm a cold frog, so if it was me, it'd be like, it will feel like minus 50.
Yeah.
Where do you come up with the feel like degree?
Well, that's the temperature felt at exposed skin. So as I think I, you know, once again, if Spider was exposing himself, that's exactly how cold it'd feel. So that it would be a worry, I know.
Wow.
But it's
mercury in the thermometer.
It's the combination of the temperature and the wind. Stronger the wind, of course, the lower that feels like temperature will be. That's what they call it these days, feels like, but it's really the wind chill factor. So, look, I don't make a lot of reference to it because, you know, we don't all walk around naked, do we? We sort of walk wrapped up, Well, maybe. Well, I'm talking about what Spider does at home.
Yeah. But, you know. I think you should just do the bulletin tonight with a little bit of pixelation and see how you go. You get the absolute direct feels like temperature.
Well, look, there was that thing called the naked news of the weather, but I think it would be much more beneficial if you did it in summer rather than winter.
Without the pixelation, we could tell. It's quite easy. You wouldn't even need a talk, as.
Thanks, Gary. Gary Youngbury from National 9 News with Richard Bridge and Spider, everything Gold Coast.
Richard Bridge and Spider, weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.